The future health of Victoria's unique marine environment is in your hands. For too long, the process of implementing marine protection has been stalled in State Parliament. Currently, less than 0.5% of Victoria's marine waters are fully protected. After 11 years of investigations, reporting, consultation and public debate, now is the time to establish marine national parks. The state government has proposed that about 6% of the state's coastal waters be protected within 13 marine national parks and 11 marine sanctuaries. The marine areas identified are some of Victoria's finest. While Parliament is sitting this autumn, one of the issues that will be on the agenda will be the fate of Victoria's marine national parks. This opportunity may represent the last chance to properly protect our marine ecosystems.
The ocean is in trouble. We have taken so much out of the ocean, especially in the last half century, during the lifetimes of people now around. The changes have been profound, more than during all preceding human history, have been brought to the ocean through our new technologies, our ability to find and extract creatures from the sea at an unprecedented scale.
Dr. Sylvia Earle, one of the world's leading marine biologists, commenting on a bleak future facing the world's marine environment. If we are to keep some areas of the sea in as natural a state as possible, we need marine national parks, areas of the sea that are protected from as many damaging activities as possible. The benefits from establishing marine national parks in Victoria are many. Think about what land-based national parks offer. Marine national parks will protect Victoria's kelp forests, sponge gardens and hundreds of creatures not found anywhere else. They will also stimulate job growth in our coastal areas in such fields as park management, tourism and associated industries. Tim Allen of the Marine and Coastal Community Network has been involved in the debate for the last 10 years.
Over 90 groups in Victoria support the introduction of marine national parks. These include scientific organisations, community organisations, educational interests, and of course the conservation sector. These groups realise that 94% of the state's coastal waters will remain available to commercial and recreational fishing interests.
While Victoria's proposals are not intended as fish replenishment zones for the benefit of fisher people, there is emerging evidence internationally to the benefits of fully protected areas for commercially and recreationally exploited fish populations. Callum Roberts from the University of York has been studying marine protected areas since 1990.
Very rapidly after you set up a reserve, you see a growth in the populations of animals that are exploited outside the reserve, because the animals that are protected, they live longer, grow larger, and as they grow larger, they produce many, many more offspring. And those offspring are transported by ocean currents into fishing grounds.
Here in Australia, there is a common misunderstanding about our protected marine areas. Renowned marine enthusiast Valerie Taylor explains.
Marine parks, they sound good, and I think most people think that the word marine park means it's protected, like the Great Barrier Reef, the world's largest marine park. But they can still have the Australian spearfishing champions in there and spear everything in sight. They can dredge, they can collect coral, they can collect fish, they can just about do anything. So the word marine park doesn't impress me much. It has to have that word national. Then the entire environment, all the flora and fauna, is protected from harvesting, and it's there for everybody in this country and anybody else who wants to go and see the ocean in a pristine state.
The importance of the issue is underlined by the fact that Victoria's marine environment is unique. It is diverse, it is distinctive, and it forms part of Australia's internationally significant southern seas.
The creatures who live along the southern coast of Australia are, well, 90% of them are unique in the world. That's the only place in the world they live. If we really got to know them, the weedy sea dragons, even the sponges, for heaven's sakes, they're gorgeous. Like the koalas and the kangaroos and the kookaburras are, they're treasures for all of Australia, for all of the world.
The proposal to establish marine national parks presents the Victorian government with an unprecedented opportunity to lead Australia and the world in the sustainable management of our marine resources. If we are to have a future rich in marine life and unique sea creatures, a future where we do not have to only look at pictures of what once was, we must do something about it now. The future health of Victoria's unique marine environment is in your hands. David Suzuki extends this message to you.
My grandchildren now beg me to take them fishing. I can't take them. where I went as a child. What kind of a legacy is this that we're leaving? And with, if we continue with business as usual, you can bet that what we've got now, which is already a diminished marine ecosystem, what we've got now will be a thing of the past very quickly. We've got to think further ahead.